mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It just came out in the last 5 minutes, and it's already up on Infowars.com. It's also on Drudge. All four suspected bombers died during London attacks. Now, understand, they're saying suspected bombers, and as usual, the Fox-controlled outlet, the propagandist of Sky News Television over in the UK, were putting out this report earlier today. Bomber died on bus, the suspected. Notice the headline's very deceptive. Bomber died on bus. Boy, they're stating it as he is guilty. He did it. Bomber died on bus. Then the next sentence, the suspected bomber died on the London bus. So the suspected bomber of the London bus attack has been identified as among the 13 who died, according to police sources. Sky News crime correspondent Martin Rutt said it was still not clear if the man had been a suicide bomber. Well, now they don't have any details. They're just saying Scotland Yard's telling them that, well, they think that all four of the bombers, and obviously then they're suicide bombers if they all died, have been found now on the other three trains. Isn't that just so convenient? But you read deeper into the articles, it's they're suspected bombers. But the headlines, no, they're the bombers. But of course, none of this even means anything. We've caught the Israelis, we've caught others carrying out bombings. This is admitted. Major Jewish newspapers in Israel, this is admitted. It's even been in UPI that Israel carries out bombings and then will just find some dead Arab on the bus and say, this was the suicide bomber. They did it. I wonder if the suicide bomber was aware that the British government had contracted to have drills going on at the exact same train stations at the exact same time that the bombings took place, because that's now admitted. And, of course, in the drills happening at the exact same place at the exact same time, it was for simultaneous bombings. And, well, we found out 2 days later after the head of Visor Consultants got on the air and said that our drills were identical, except for the fact that our bombs were simultaneous. Then 2 days later, they tell us they were simultaneous. The mathematics, the probabilities, it's impossible. And then you average that together, calculate that in, with, on 9/11, the CIA and NORAD running drills, both of them running drills, of flying jets into the World Trade Center and Pentagon and then running other drills, it's impossible. And then you add that together with the other drills they ran, and other security drills in Madrid that were masses of special service police and others on the scene right before the bombing. And when that came out, the government said, oh, it was just heightened security and part of a drill. So it's just always a drill. In case their people get caught planning the bombs, they can just say, oh, we were part of the drill. Just like when Moscow police caught FSB planting bombs, Putin's boys, they said, oh, no, it's real explosives, but it's just a drill. It's always a drill. Of the exact same place as being bombed. It's just an accident. Believe them. What's the chances of drills of bombing the buildings at the exact same time in Madrid, in 9/11, on 7/7 last Thursday? And I mean, just it's ridiculous. Come on, people. All right. We're going to come back and plunge into all the latest developments and take your calls early in this first hour. Load them up. 1-800-259-9231.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, the latest developments on the London bombings. Coming up, there have been some huge developments. And there are holes in this propaganda. You can literally fly a Death Star through, so we'll be going over that. We'll be taking a lot of your calls throughout the broadcast today, wide open phones. Coming up in the third hour, Paul Watson will be giving us the latest updates on the London bombing from Sheffield, because they've been having a bunch of police raids and blowing up cars and blowing off doors just a few miles from where he lives, supposedly raiding people. And now they're trying to say that it was suicide bombers. All four of the bombings on the three trains and on the bus, conveniently all the patsies are dead. So we'll be analyzing that as well. And we're scheduled to have John Connor on the broadcast. And he is the author of The Resistance Manifesto. The website's theresistancemanifesto.com. I was going to have him on last Thursday to talk about, different tactics he's been using to get the word out. He's been very successful just out of the gates in the last year to get a lot of attention and expose the New World Order on multi-fronts in the InfoWar, and he's a good example for other InfoWarriors out there, and we like to give people the attention and support and commendations that are due them. So we're going to have him on to talk about a bunch of different issues, of course, including government-sponsored terrorism, coming up in the second hour. And we'll have wide-open phones during that section of the broadcast as well. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Let me just go over some of the news, and we'll plunge straight into your phone calls, because I've had a bunch of guests so far the end of last week and, of course, yesterday, and we haven't had time for a lot of calls, so I want to really devote most of the broadcast today to your phone calls, because they're always interesting. You bring up so many issues and items that I wouldn't have mentioned or that I've forgotten to mention, and so it's always good to hear from you. We've got some new developments with the Supreme Court nomination battle that's coming up, with O'Connor leaving, Sandra Day O'Connor, as well as Rehnquist scheduled to be leaving. New developments on the property rights front, new developments on Iraq, new developments on Karl Rove. So we're going to be covering a lot of issues today, but still mainly focusing on government-sponsored terrorism, because that is the foundation of the New World Order. All right. This came out, again, about an hour ago. Bomber died on bus, and this is from the Fox News propaganda arm in the United Kingdom, Sky Television, routinely spinning things for the globalist. Bomber died on bus. The suspected bomber of the London bus attack has been identified as among the 13 who died, according to police sources. Sky News crime correspondent Martin Brunt said it was still not clear if the man had been a suicide bomber. It follows witness reports of a man on number bus 30 in an agitated state looking into his bag up to 12 times before the blast. Brunt said police were poised to make a number of arrests in London and other areas around the United Kingdom. Okay. Then about 10 minutes ago, well, about 20 minutes ago, Drudge posted this. All four suspected bombers died during London attacks. And then a few minutes later, Sky came out with another report just saying there's not a lot of specifics. It's just Scotland Yard saying it looks like all four of the bombings were, all four of the bombers in the bombings were killed, though we don't know if they're suicide bombers. Well, they're obviously, if they're going with this story, this fable, they're obviously suicide bombers if all four of them died. I mean, maybe one or two would get blown up by accident if they didn't know what they were doing. But if all four bit the bullet in the blast, then it's obviously suicide bombers. Come on. But again, look at this first headline, and it's the same with the other headline out of Fox propaganda arm. Bomber died on bus. Bomber. Man, he's convicted. He did it. Wow, open and shut case. Then the next sentence, the suspect bomber of the London bus attack has been identified as among the 13 who died, according to police sources. So, and this is the same crowd, Fox News and others, that said it's conclusive Al-Qaeda took total responsibility. Then people read what was posted on the message board, by the way, by a company connected, well, one of the Bush siblings owns it, connected to Maryland and Houston, CIA in Houston, CIA up in Maryland and the globalists down in Houston, just like most of the beheading videos are uploaded by the same server owned by Republicans and neocons in Houston. I mean, it's the same story every time. But this crowd of neocons, Fox and Sky and Drudge and all of them, came out for days and said, oh, yes, Al-Qaeda takes responsibility. Then they read what was on the message board, and it said some Quran quote that was, by the way, misquoted entirely, and the individual praised Al-Qaeda. So, but again, the average person will tell you on the street, oh no, Al-Qaeda took responsibility for this, because I heard it on television. And the media, while they retract it, they do it in the back of the paper or in a one-second, you know, little text on the screen of the TV. That's why I still get emails and people still talk to me on the street going, no, they found WMDs in Iraq. Oh, no, they did, because of all the literally, had to be like 75 to 100 reports. I never counted them all up. And remember during the first few months of the liberation of Iraq? Oh, they found sarin nerve gas shells again. They found bioweapons. They found a nuclear reactor buried under a rose bush. Niger weapons documents, just, you know, over and over and over and over again. And then now the Bush administration says they never said they found WMDs. They never said Saddam had WMDs. They never said. That's a conspiracy theory. They never said that. Now, all of you know that they did say that. And we got them on videotape. We got them all over TV. Powell and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and Pearl and Bush and State of the Unions and press conferences. Do I have to actually argue with these people? By the way, in major polls, just going up to about a year ago, half of Americans thought Saddam Hussein and bin Laden were the same person. And about 80% thought that Saddam had carried out the attacks. Now, those numbers have reversed themselves. But still, I mean, that shows the mindlessness. Folks, most Americans don't know any of the Bill of Rights. They don't know even their own state. Did you know the average American doesn't know the state capital in their own state? These are national polls, national studies. The majority of high school seniors, and they've been having this study the last 5 years in a row, some years it's 75%, sometimes it's up in the 90s, don't know who the vice president is. But they'll send me an email, they'll corner me in the grocery store and tell me all about Iraq. They know absolutely nothing about it. It's amazing. So that's what they're counting on with all of this. And bottom line, folks, Israel has been caught. It has been in UPI. It has been in Haaretz. It has been in the Jerusalem Post. Israel was caught setting up their own Guantanamo base. I mean, they've got, how many is it? It's something like over 100 prisons and camps in Israel alone with just tens of thousands of Palestinians in them. And it's admitted. They would grab young Palestinian youth off the street when they were 14, 15 years old, keep them for 5 years, brainwash them, release them, and they would then be well-paid members of under the control of the security services and the intelligence agencies in Israel, and they would create Al-Qaeda and Hamas terror groups. That's admitted that back in the 70s, Israel helped found Hamas. That's mainstream. Israel admits it. There's a, quote, counterbalance. They said they wanted to radicalize the Muslims so that they would have a reason to attack them. This is admitted. These are Israeli documents that are public. And then right through the late 1990s into 2002 when all this broke, most of the bombings in Israel were young Palestinians openly in the pay of the Israeli government carrying out bombings. Now, there are the occasional, you know, Muslims or Palestinians that will shoot people or stab people. I mean, that does go on. There are people, with, you know, who are really suicide bombers or homicide bombers. That's right. It's 1984. I've got to change the term or I'm evil. There are real homicide bombers. Well, obviously, there are. You're committing a homicide. But most of them, in the really big events, every time there's about to be a peace deal or Israel's got, you know, $3 billion in funds that are in question in Congress, oh, there's a bombing. Israel's been caught bringing dignitaries over from Italy and Russia and China, and right by their hotel there'll be a car bombing. And they'll say, see, look. I mean, this is admitted. And so we know the British have carried out bombings and blamed it on Patsies. That's admitted, mainstream news. We know the Russians have done it. We know the U.S. government's done it all over Europe with Gladio and the NATO option. We know they did it in all over Latin America. And so this is public. We have the archives, hundreds of mainstream news articles from Russia and from Europe and from England and from Latin America and from Israel where it is admitted. But again, most Americans don't know their state capital and don't know where Iraq is, so you could just sit there and go, I don't believe that. That ain't true. Because you don't even know how to go look up the news articles. Well, you said the media lies. No, the big nightly news spins and propagandizes and lies, but there's a lot of good reporters and a lot of truth and a lot of documents that come out, but you never hear about them. We research this. And so isn't it convenient? All four of the bombers are dead. It's like they killed all the bombers. The government killed who they said were the bombers in Madrid. How convenient. We'll take your calls, get into masses of news and more evidence of government complicity in the London tragedy. Stay with us.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, there's just a lot of facets to this London bombing. We're going to be going over those. And we're about to go to your calls. In fact, you know, if you disagree with me, you go to the front of the line on this broadcast. And Louie in Texas disagrees with something I've said. Louie, go ahead.
Well, you're right about everything, and there's no doubt about it. You're one of the smartest young men in the world.
Oh,
but
please.
I cannot. No. People will not listen. I can't get anybody to listen to me at all. I mean, all this stuff is so obvious. They've got a drill at the same time on 9/11, a drill at the same time when they're pulling this baloney, and like you said, but I'm telling you what, people will not listen.
Where do you live?
I can't get. El Paso, Texas.
Well, I found certain cities are pretty dumbed down and in the dark, but listen, I mean, all over the web, even mainstream publications are saying it's the government. I mean, I might get, you know, 2,000-3,000 emails a day. One person might disagree, you know, out of thousands that agree. They've had national polls, and most Americans, upwards of, well, not upwards, 90% believe the government consciously failed to act on 9/11 and may have been involved. I mean, 92% major polls think the government killed Kennedy when asked that specific question. And so maybe you got a bunch of brain-dead people around you, but, there are nests of people just in total denial. But I get emails and calls from El Paso folks that are awake. I mean, so you're talking to people? What are they saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no one will listen. I mean, people with PhDs, engineers, you know, lawyers, they won't listen to all. They're like, they're crazy. I mean, people with a lot of money, people that know people all over the world. It's just really frustrating.
Well, have you read 1984?
I haven't.
The smart people in the party, which is only 3% of the population in Oceania, you know, this fictional tyranny, and it's the elite who are the smartest who do a little mental trick called doublethink, so they don't have to, deep down they know it's true, sir. That's why they deny it. They can't face it because they're so afraid.
Well, anyway, I love your show, and I don't want to waste your
time. Let me just say this.
I'm really frustrated.
Well, let me just say this, sir. I bet they'll deny the Supreme Court rule we don't have any private property rights. I bet, you know, listen, I went swimming.
I went swimming
the other day, and there was a fellow. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, finish.
Well, I mean, I went swimming the other day, and I went to swim some laps last night, actually, and there's a nice, you know, older gentleman. And I'm sitting there talking to him after I swam some laps at the neighborhood pool. And he I like Bush. He's good, conservative. And I'm talking about Paul. I go, well, sir, he's for Alberto Gonzalez, who's anti-gun, pro-abortion. He goes, well, I listened to Rush Limbaugh. I hadn't heard that. That isn't true. I like Alberto. I mean, they don't even know the guy testifies. He wants to ban a whole bunch of guns and doesn't want 12-year-olds to have to tell their parents when they have abortions. And you know what? I'm not going to be able to. I didn't argue with him. I just said, okay, check it out for yourself, sir. So, see.
That's exactly what I'm dealing with. You just put me in the mirror. That's exactly what I'm dealing with. Everybody I talk to, same thing.
No, I know. The Supreme Court didn't take in our private property.
I hear you fighting so hard, and I'm thinking he's going to have a heart attack. You know, he's trying to get people to listen, and some people listen, but it's only like 1% of 1%. This town has lithium in the water or something. These people are dumber than hell.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. El Paso has masses of lithium in the water. Did you know that? El Paso, that's admitted. And they've got all the statistics of how docile people are, and they have lower crime rates and a bunch of stuff. So I do know that about El Paso. And that's not a joke, by the way. That's mainstream news. You can check that out. There's several cities in the U.S. that have lithium in the water. All lithium is a, what is it, a metal, isn't it? I don't remember. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Greetings from Skull and Bones country.
Yes.
First, I have a letter in the paper about the land grab, and there's a mirror to Prison Planet and your interview with Mr. Cristofaro.
Well, sir, the land grabbing doesn't exist, and Alberto Gonzalez is pro-gun.
Well, I heard that on Rush Limbaugh yesterday. In fact, I wanted to talk to you about Mr. Limbaugh. The neocons are panicking. I doubt that people are buying their horse pucky. I mean,
a lot of them are.
Well, you're pretty.
But I mean, the caller, I think the caller is wrong that it's 1%, but I'll shut up. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I mean, I'm in the defense industry, Alex, where there are a lot of people who previously supported this administration, and I'm seeing a turnaround right in the belly of the beast.
Well, tell me about Limbaugh, because literally, he must have been saying this yesterday, because I'm at the pool, the local neighborhood pool, and I'm sitting there. And I'm talking to this guy, and we were talking about racquetball at first. He's like, I was the base champion at racquetball. And well, I'll tell you the story when we get back. But this is a nice fella, too. I mean, I'm sure he'd be nice to go play golf with. But you just, they're going to have to come take his guns before he wakes up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Now, I've heard neocons on talk radio in the last few months, and back when they were confirming Alberto Gonzalez for the attorney generalship, going, he's such a good conservative. How dare these evil liberals attack him? So what if he wrote the torture memos? We got to get tough. And then just totally poo-pooing that he's for abortion or gun control or a member of MeCHA. And then just the general public, a lot of good conservative people, they think they're getting alternative news, tuning in to Limbaugh and others. They don't know they're just getting another brand of propaganda. And so they compare all their decisions against Hillary Clinton. Well, I'm not for Hillary, so I must be for Gonzalez. Again, it's a false choice. But Eric in Connecticut, what did you hear Limbaugh saying that he's a great conservative, or what did you hear?
Well, Alex, I was on the highway yesterday, I-95, heading south, and my computer was busted, dropped it off at the shop. Anyway, I happened to hear Limbaugh, and I didn't hear him really talk too much about Gonzalez, but I did hear him fulminating and saying that basically civil rights were the reason that the Brits got hit. Civil rights were the problem. See, the Brits don't have a Patriot Act. That's what he was saying. He was basically complaining, and the reason that we haven't been hit since 9/11 was because, you see, we have a Patriot Act.
And that's totally false. They have less freedoms than we do.
That's what I thought.
That place is a total police state with checkpoints everywhere, 4.5 million cameras in London alone, but any foreigner that wants to come there can.
And I heard the Beatnik fulminating about the same thing last night. It seems like they're all reading from the same page. I mean,
that's right, a guy that still praises the most socialistic, communistic, outright disgusting Beatniks of the 60s, and he was one of them, that openly calls himself the Grand Poobah, you know, super savage.
Oh, yeah, and these attacks in London, just like 9/11, Alex, as far as I'm concerned, they have the fingerprints of the cult of the all-seeing eye all over them. And I also wanted to compliment you on the letter that you, the article that you and Paul wrote, a warning to the world. It was superb. And I feel that it contains an encapsulated slam-dunk case against the globalists because of your links. I mean, if you take that article and take the links and print them up and hand it to somebody, you could basically say, here's a slam-dunk case for globalist-sponsored, state-sponsored terrorism right in one pamphlet, right here and now. So people ignore this warning at their peril. And as far as Limbaugh is concerned, I'm convinced that Bush Sr. Or somebody compromised him along the way, because he's definitely gone over to the dark side.
Well, let me ask you a question. You say you talk to a lot of defense contractors and other people. I mean, are they starting to wake up?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. I mean, there's still individuals who buy the official line, but there's a slow metamorphosis happening, and I see it. I mean, I talk to people. I mean, we're right in the middle of the defense industry, and a lot of people are starting to ask, you know, just what the heck is going on here? And they're realizing that Bush is, I mean, like you said, Bush is Clinton on steroids. And the problem is the neocons have conned a lot of people into thinking he's the best thing since sliced bread.
I know. There's nothing he's conservative on other than his rhetoric that is just phony baloney. Thanks for the call. Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Lithium is a mineral that comes out the ground.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I know it's used as a drug, really serious antipsychotic, and that's what I was saying. Well, in El Paso, it is. There's a lot of it in the water.
Yes. They, in prison, let me explain, they took the strongest that went against the blood, not selling our blood, and they put them in a cell, and they used to hose them down, and they couldn't break them. When they started giving them lithium, the only way you could take it to get food, they all submitted. It was 115 of us. Everybody submitted to the blood.
Yeah, for those that don't know, this was really big in the 80s until it got outlawed, but Clinton continued it in Arkansas. They will feed you literally rotten bologna sandwiches and cheese sandwiches until you submit to giving blood, and then they'll let you have a little bit better food.
Yes.
And so you're saying that happened to you in prison?
Yes, yes.
Describe
115
that.
Of us. And they used to hose us down with water and leave the windows open, turn the air conditioner on in winter, and we wouldn't submit. When we got the lithium to get food, that's the only way you can get the food, we all submitted just about the same time, within 3 days. And when we did that, we didn't care about blood. We'd do anything they wanted. And I believe they're putting this in the water. I've been trying to sell these British Berkeys. I talked to the lady up there. I ordered another British Berkey, and I ordered one from my friend, I think Miss Debbie.
Well, let me just tell you. There are several big cities and a lot of towns that do have natural lithium in the water.
Yes.
And that was the point that I was bringing up. You know, he joked about lithium in the water. Well, there's actually lithium in the water in that city and several others. And, most cities do have a little bit of lithium naturally in the water if it comes from below ground.
That's right. That's right. You're very intelligent. I talked to the water
people. Well, I'm not that intelligent. I didn't remember if it was metal or an element. But
let me say something. Last night, they had Gonzalez on Nightline. They're really pushing it. And they was talking about the bird flu. They already know how many people is going to die of bird flu. We don't have a vaccine. 16 million people. They already got the numbers counted for us how many is going to die. 54 died in Thailand.
But don't worry. They'll have troops on the streets and take all our liberties. And Gonzalez can be our leader.
And Gonzalez, he's on the news just about every night. But I'm going to tell you, if the people of England don't fight this thing on this bombing, if they don't, Mr. Jones, it's over for them. If they don't snap on this, they'll never snap on nothing. And force this other guy that can't get no response. It's like that at first. But he has to get four or five people around him, educate them, and to get them to give tapes out and come with them. You can't do it by yourself. It's too discouraging. You'll quit. He must get, if it's old women or old men, get people behind him, and that he can use them for reference or backup. You understand what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's all peer pressure at first, because that's how these globalist minions operate, is it's all according to whatever's popular. Let me ask you a question. I want to get back into what they did in the prison to you, because, I mean, I knew the story before you even told it, because I've seen it happened so many other places, but describe what that was like having them, demand your blood.
Well, a lot of us said no. The food went down, and we still went. So they got the ringleaders, and they said it was 115 of us. There was like 10,000 altogether across Louisiana. And so they put us into cells and took our clothes. And at night they were coming in with a sheet over there and sprays of water. It was wintertime, and turn the air conditioning on and open the windows. Well, we lasted like 22 days. Well, they said, well, we're going to quit giving you food until you take this. This will calm you down. This will help you. You're just excited right now. You're going to go home one day. So we went for like 7 days without food. Then we had to take the lithium, you know what I mean? And after we took the lithium, in a matter just of days, we submitted to everything they wanted. Everything they wanted. If they wanted to whip us, they wouldn't even have to change us down, Mr. Jones. I mean, we yes, sir, no, sir. And these were the strongest in prison. They were touch hogs. They would be beaten. I seen it. Hit with bats. They wouldn't break. That lithium broke every one of them. I was there, Mr. Jones. I was there with them.
Now, for those that don't believe this, even the Houston Chronicle's done a few reports about Huntsville, Texas, where even the jail guards got sick and their families, where they were doing bio-warfare tests on the inmates. I mean, this is like Joseph Mengele meets Abu Ghraib, and it's been going on in this country for a long time. So what were they doing, just selling your blood?
They give you the, you know, you sell your blood, they give you $8 the first time, $12 the second time, and they get over $100 for the plasma.
Yeah, I'd imagine the warden was doing quite nice.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But at first we didn't go for it because I said, well, don't be a prostitute, you know, for cookies, because the food went down so bad that we had to buy cookies and, you know, to eat, to live. I mean, the food is really
no,
rotten.
I know the story. What was it, rotten bologna?
Bologna, meat, everything, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
So they would on purpose set it out so it would rot, because they even give the prison system decent food.
But they said if we sell the blood, we would get better food. So
I know how it works, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the strongest said anybody who sells their blood, we're going to hurt them. And so they took us all off the yard and put us all in cell blocks, two to a cell.
Well, I hope all those guards and that warden know they're going to hell. Thanks for the call. That's the exact type of thing that sends you straight to hell when you die, folks. And I know you're a bunch of atheists. You don't believe in God. So, okay. Well, know this. For every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. And you reap what you sow in this life. So you're going to be judged in this life. You know you're unhappy. You know your life's horrible. You wonder why you're not blessed, why you're so unhappy. Because you're evil. And as soon as you stop being evil, your life will get better. So you're punishing yourselves. Whatever you do to these poor people in prison, whatever you do to innocent people out on the highways, whatever you do to your neighbor, it's all coming back on you before you die and then when you die. Let's go ahead and talk to Emmett in Pennsylvania. Emmett, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, you're my idol. I love you.
Stop it. Seriously. This is not about the callers. This is part of this sick society. I want to thank you for calling. I want to thank you for being involved. I want to thank you for being in, you know, caring. I'm just doing my duty here. Please, everybody needs to stop it. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Jesus loves me and he provides my needs. The other week I mentioned something about an independent news station announcing contact your senators to vote against the Patriot Act. And I believe in the third hour you said you got upset over that.
You know what? I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right, okay. Well, anyway, those spots were paid for. Now we have a big billboard sign up near our State Farm Show building here in Pennsylvania that says a picture of George Bush, and it says, "Please, President, stop the borders. Close the borders, please, dear President." And that's paid for by a private man.
Yeah, so a lot of people are upset and getting involved. So you're saying that, you might have been hearing another show because I'm not aware of this, you're saying a local station, radio or TV in your area is lobbying the listeners to call the Congress or the White House?
Yes, but that was paid for by a private person, though, you know?
Well, good. I want to commend whoever's doing that.
Yes, just like this billboard, and it says it's paid for by a certain individual.
Well,
now,
that's exactly what this is what the globalists are going to do. They're going to let us gripe about the Patriot Act. They're going to let us fight it. And then when they carry out terror attacks, they're going to say, see, You didn't let us take your freedoms. You caused this to happen, which we're now hearing the British government and our government say.
Well, the British government's still searching for who set the bombs, aren't they?
No, they now say that all four of the people blew themselves up. How convenient.
Oh, my.
And they're all four British citizens, and case closed.
You should have heard the Coast to Coast on Saturday night into Sunday morning. It was a repeat with Art Bell. He had a young man on there, I think his name was Sykes. He's written a book saying that we need a one-world government, and he wants to deprogram all the Christians. He said it only takes a matter of a few minutes to deprogram the Christians, to see them, let them see what nonsense they believe.
Well, in a book Art wrote, he said we're going to have a one-world government, and we need one, so he pretty much tells you where he's at.
Yes. Yes, and I know he believes the government story on 9/11 also.
Yep, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. For those that have any doubt about what we're facing or how the government selectively enforces all of these laws, about a year and a half ago, we learned that government housing authorities, city housing authorities, county housing authorities, we're giving preferential treatment to illegal aliens. And then I talked to a lady who, I've talked about this before, who manages the biggest apartment complex in Austin for the biggest property management company in the nation. And covertly, about 2 years ago, a third of their units within their national structure became government housing. But that's covert and secret. Other members of the complex aren't supposed to be told about it, because we've got to make way for all the criminals and third world populations. And they were openly told at a big Christmas meeting in Dallas that you are, and this is in front of hundreds of people, hundreds of managers, high-level managers, mid-level managers to be precise. You, if it is immigrants, you are to let 10 of them stay in a two-bedroom. But if it's citizens, regardless of color, you are, and they have told them this, you are to, if they have a grandma visiting for a week, you are to find them, and if somebody's living there, one extra person, kick them out. We want to make room for all these new people, and we're not having to pay taxes anymore, and we've got some really good tax deals with the feds to do this. Now, people don't want to believe that, okay? I mean, this is what I'm being told by people that work at the city, the county, the state. This is what I'm being told by folks that work inside these institutions. Now it's all over the news in the last week, and people are outraged, and you should be, that illegal aliens all over the country, from Wisconsin to Austin, Texas, go to the city and county and state housing authorities, and they are given home loans to buy houses. Now, understand, under Patriot Act compliance, if you cash a check, even if the person has a fake ID, you can spend a couple years in prison and get a $1 million fine if that person was on a terrorist or criminal watch list. You didn't know about those? They already have those. If you sell a used car to somebody who's on a criminal watch list, you get a couple years in prison and a $1 million fine. Just type in Patriot Act compliance. Literally, hundreds of thousands of links will pop up to companies, who will advise you and consult you how to not go to prison. But guess what? All these companies have been told by the federal government, we will not enforce the Patriot Act on those renting to immigrants. So illegal aliens are already legal, folks. Everybody knows it. It's admitted. They'll have one or two sweeps a year of a Walmart where they arrest a few hundred people to make you think they're doing something. There's 30-something million of them here now. There's even more coming. The whole third world's coming. And they don't have to pay taxes for 7 to 10 years when they get here. That's admitted. But if you go to the Urban Legends website, they tell you it isn't. Just like the Patriot Act, taking your freedoms, that's an urban legend. Everything's an urban legend. The government being corrupt is an urban legend. Rumsfeld never said there were WMDs. That's an urban legend, too. No, the truth is now out. They don't just get the loans, which, again, they're giving illegal alien felons loans. No, they get preferential treatment. And, folks, I remember about 5 years ago, I was setting up a bank account here locally. And literally, I was sitting there for like an hour waiting for my turn. And I sat there about, you know, the chairs while I was waiting for the individual banker to give me a bank account. I sat there and watched about, I don't know, 8-9 people that were ahead of me. And about 4 or 5 of the families were Hispanic, obviously legal aliens. You know, good yeoman stock, wearing the cowboy hats, you know, hardworking folks. I'm not knocking them. But still, they didn't have anything. And the guy was speaking to Spanish to them and doing all this. I'll finish the story when we get back. I've never told this story in its entirety. The guy wasn't going to give me a bank account. He was going to give me one. He wasn't going to give my wife one. She didn't have any credit until I said, hey, I just saw you give all those illegal aliens bank accounts with nothing. Give her the bank account. And he said, okay, I'll do this for you. Because I twisted his arm.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the 3 foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So I'm sitting there with my wife for like an hour, and most of the people getting bank accounts were illegal aliens. And my wife speaks fluent Spanish. She was sitting there listening to part of it too. She's going, man, they don't even have any driver's license, nothing. And he's giving them accounts. She's like, and then we get up there, and he gives me an account, and he gets to her and does some type of little search thing. And, well, you don't have any credit. You don't have any. You got to have credit to have a bank account? Well, and he goes, I'm sorry, I can't do it. And I said, look, I just saw you give all those people bank accounts. And I said, you need to give her a bank account. And I said, this is discrimination. And he said, all right, I'll do you a favor. And I just wanted to get her a bank account. I wanted to get out of there. And so we got the bank account, and we still have one with that bank, both of us. But the point is that I've talked to other people in banking. You've heard them call into the show from California and places. They've been told to do this. Look, Vicente Fox came to Austin, Texas 2 years ago. We have video of this. He came to Austin, and he gave three awards. One to Wells Fargo for, quote, helping the Mexican community. Because they will give them bank accounts. And the bank I was at was not Wells Fargo, by the way. And because it's huge business with them. I mean, tens of billions a year. It's over $10 billion a year in Wells Fargo alone sending money, you know, wire transfers to Mexico. And Wells Fargo has started a new ID program where they give the illegals a picture ID, and now that's being used and accepted by cities all over the country as an ID. Okay? And it's just horrible. And then he gave an award to the police department. Oh, yes. And then an award to the governor for helping the immigrant population that, quote, extends beyond the territorial borders of Mexico, as he and his predecessor said. So, folks, if you are on one of these criminal watch lists, or you go in and you don't have any documents, and they're not going to give you a loan, a home loan, but they give them to illegal aliens. Again, this is the industry, the establishment. This is their policy. Did you know some states give more tuition to foreigners, illegals, even than they give to U.S. citizens, in-state citizens, state citizens? You've all heard about that. It's been all over the news. I mean, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. So the Border Patrol has been ordered to stand down. Our borders are wide open. And our Attorney General is a member of a Hispanic Klan group, Mecha, and is anti-gun, and conservatives don't even know that. So this is the new America, folks. Before I end this hour in the last 60 seconds, please support us, but that's secondary. Get the videos of the best films out there, many people say, many reviews we've gotten. Get Road to Tyranny, get the new film Martial Law, get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, get my book. I carry a bunch of other books and videos on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, there's the best of the best there, the best videos, the best books by other authors, all my videos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order via the safe, secure shopping cart. Watch free clips of the films. Look at all the different specials. Or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That number again is 1-888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, all my videos, my weekly TV report, my best audio interviews, everything. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Take action. Get martial law. Make copies. Get it out to people. All right, the second hour with more of your calls and a great guest and a bunch of new developments on the London bombings.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.